Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker. We're here today to talk about what are you grateful for this next year and what have you been grateful for in the past. So on the honors of Charles Plum, Who Packs Your Parachute, that's what we're going to talk about today. So join us.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, Mike. How was your new year?
It was awesome. It was great. And, you know, we didn't have to work too hard. That's the best part.
It was nice. It was a little bit quiet, but those of us that are in the medical field, our phones were still ringing with lots of people still getting sick over the holidays. And, you know, that's just what we do. It's what we signed up for. And it was our pleasure to be able to serve and to help.
I'm tired of hearing, you know, I'd like to buy a vowel, Pat, you know. We're tired of that. We're just, you know.
So you enjoyed the time at home.
It was actually fun. You know, the weather was kind of crummy and cold, but it warmed up. And then it was, you know, one day it's 25 degrees and 3 days later it's 75 and sunny.
Yes, it got down to 17 degrees for us.
Yeah.
Now it's 78.
That's right. And this is a great place because when you have these swings of cold and wet and then warm and sunny, you get sick. And this is the place to come because this is the Meridian Health Institute where Dr. Liao is chief medical officer. And this is the place to come in Sugar Land, Texas.
And we're here to not only take care of the sick people, but also to keep you well and your optimal health.
And we're going to give you some tips to get so that way you can make the correct decisions about your health. And the doc here has some little, you know, little sidebars here. Tell us about some of the stuff you want to talk about.
Some of the sidebars, you know, this weekend I was reading and then I listened to a podcast that happened to go over some of the same information. And I just kind of wanted to go through that. And I'm just going to pull it up here so that I have it right in front of me. And it was a story about Charles Plum. And he's now about 75, 77 years old. And he was a U.S. Navy pilot.
Oh.
And he had flown 75 missions during the Vietnam War. And on one of those times when he was flying from the Kitty Hawk, he was shot down. And he was shot down, was able to parachute to safety. And unfortunately, he was captured and served 6 years as a prisoner of war. And what... You know, the key is that this gentleman survived. And what I've really enjoyed about hearing him and some of the podcasts that I was listening over the weekend was that it really summed up truly how this past year and this past couple of years have been, is that Charles and his wife went to dinner and all of a sudden a young man, or I'm going to say a person about the same age, came up to him and said, "Hey, you're Charles Plum, aren't you?" And he said, "Well, yes, sir, I am." He goes, "I remember you. You were the one that was shot out of the Kitty Hawk during the Vietnam War. It served in a prisoner of war. And I just wanted you to know, I'm the one that packed your parachute."
Wow.
I know. He packed his parachute.
Wow.
And that instant let Charles, going forward, he went on a tour of talking about who packs your parachute. And I'm not kidding you, I'm getting chills because I want to say, Mike, you are one of the people that packs my parachute. And I want to thank you because part of not just the podcast, but we get information to people. And during this last couple of years, a lot of our patients and their relatives utilize this podcast to get them through some very difficult times. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate, you know, Eddie and Trisha, who are behind the cameras here every day, Teresa and Adriana, who've been our sisters for I've been serving as a physician 20 plus years, almost hitting my 25.
Since you were 9 years old.
Yeah, since I was 9.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate, I'm so grateful for all of these people that help us to serve and to make changes in other people's lives. And the gratitude and the warm wishes through the holidays is just really heartfelt for me because, you know, during COVID, it was very quiet and just everybody was very isolated. And now that people are back in the office, you know, here in the South, we hug everybody, shake everybody's hand. So COVID was very devastating from a personal touch type thing. And I'm just so grateful, you know, I'm grateful that I got to hear this podcast that helped to remind me just to be able to say, you know, first thing in the morning is to wake up and to be grateful and to think about all the opportunities that you have today to serve. And if it wasn't for this gentleman here, Mike, I wouldn't be doing a podcast, because he's the one that encouraged me and said, you know what? You know, I have how many years of experience in radio? And he's like, I'm coming on over and we're just going to get started. And I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, I'm going to thank you for, you know, she keeps me going, you know. I mean, I'm 40 years old. I look a lot better than that. No,
so I'll keep you healthy.
That's right. And she keeps me going.
And out of pain. And, you know, here at Meridian, we're just grateful for everybody who listens. And I would love for everybody to kind of share in their comments what they're grateful for this year as they're going into 2023. You know, maybe you're going to start a new habit like exercise. Maybe you're going to change your nutritional plans. Or maybe you're just going to drink an extra glass of water, which we're going to talk about in our
next
podcast. Yes,
that's a big deal. Also, yeah. You know, we've got people that are asking. It's been in the news. It's mm-hmm. It's crazy. We've got all this COVID stuff and mm-hmm. the new variant. But we also, you know, the poor young fellow that was member of the Buffalo Bills, DeMar Hamlin. He was hurt. It was a freak accident. It always
very
happens.
Rare. It's, very rare.
Know, very rare. It's happened with baseball players and mm-hmm. things like that. You know, he got struck in the chest, and he had the heart condition now, and his heart stopped and things like that. Uh-oh. That's kind of weird. Oh, I did that with my watch. Sorry about that. Back to buy a vowel, Pat. But what happened to him, roughly? So, it's hard to say, I know, because they don't release everything. But you have a rough idea.
And they shouldn't say everything, because it is his, you know, sure. It's his privacy that we should all respect. But, you know, it's a very rare condition where you're hit in the chest, and it stops your heart from beating. And it's called Komodo commotio. It's a just a very...
Who? it sounds like something you get from the Chinese food restaurant.
Yeah, I'm going to say it the best that I can. Commotio cordis. I haven't spoken Latin for a good 35 years since college. So, you know, and basically that just means agitation of the heart. So what that can cause is the person can go into atrial fibrillation. They might go into supraventricular fibrillation, which just means an irregular rhythm of the heart, which can ultimately just cause the heart to stop. Which is what happened in his case. And fortunately, people were very quick to respond where they did CPR. This is why having defibrillators on the field, that's why we have them at all of our high schools and sporting events these days, in our offices. A lot of office buildings have these that are attached to the wall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're concerned, you can put these pads on that person without even knowing what to do. Of course, we do recommend to get certified in CPR. There's a lot of different ways to get that certification. Obviously, doctors are certified in that, and doctors also have something that's called advanced cardiac life support, which is just another level, which is when you hear, maybe you're watching Grey's Anatomy or one of these other shows where they're hearing, you know, push epinephrine, you know, utilize this medication. That's what we're doing with advanced cardiac life support. And in this instant, for this young player, you know, he's only 24 years old, you know, this is an incident that some of the studies show that there's only like 20 times out of the entire year that we see this type of event. So mm-hmm. very rare. And, you know, fortunately, I understand that in today, you know, as we're filming this today, that he was on 100% oxygen. Now he's down to 50% oxygen. So, you know, parts of his body are coming back, and we're just going to continue to pray for him. But that is a rare, very rare event. And I encourage everyone and knowing about that event, what can you do yourself? And I encourage you, get CPR certified. You know, if you're young, you're old, doesn't matter where you are, you never know where you might be able to help somebody. If you see somebody passed out, you don't know if it's blood sugar. It might be that their heart has stopped. And if it is blood sugar, it's not going to hurt you to give them some extra breaths and to help them in their heart. Mm-hmm. The key is, you know, what can we do to help individuals? And CPR is a very easy certification. We do this as a team, you know, every 1.5 years, because it's due every 2 years. So we have it on our schedule every 18 months so that we're always staying ahead and enjoying it. And then those of us who are doing advanced cardiac life support here in the office, there is half of us are certified in it, because we also have to have certain medications that we carry here in order to get a person to keep going. So, you know, we hope that we never have to open that box, but we're prepared if we do.
It has changed over the years, too.
It has changed.
A little bit, but I mean, even if you did it the old way, it's better than
you know,
nothing, right?
It's changed from how you take care of a child to how you take care of an adult. And every year there's a little nuance, and that's mm-hmm. why we do require certification every 2 years. And I think that's important. you know, a lot of people are like, oh gosh, I have to do that again. You know, that's your opportunity to save a life.
Yeah,
and
no
so
kidding.
We take it seriously. You know, if you have adolescent kids that are thinking about babysitting in order to earn extra dollars, I encourage them to get CPR certified. Mm-hmm. Number one, that would probably be a babysitter that I would want to have for my grandchildren. And that would probably be something that the audience would also want to have for their children or great-grandchildren or grandchildren. So I encourage CPR is life-saving. And in CPR today, you also learn how to use an external defibrillator, which is what they used on the field with this football player. And, you know, that truly helped save his life. So, you know, we're going to continue to pray over him and his family. And I know that's a lot of big changes for a 24-year-old to go through. You know, that's why if your children are in sports, it's why a physical is very important. In today's society, we actually require EKGs to see how your heart is doing, especially after COVID. COVID's caused a lot of inflammation in the heart, and that's something that we can actually see on an EKG. Mm. Not something that we can necessarily hear all the time, but an EKG will help us. And sometimes we can hear it, but not all the time. So there's lots of different tools that if we're even thinking about it. But post-COVID, I encourage every child to have an EKG before going into major sports.
I bet you dollar to donuts, they're going to have some sort of a pad they're going to have there by next year. Douglas or somebody will come out with a pad or something to help spread the
load
up.
And we would hope that that would come out. You know,
sure.
I know that they did that with soccer where they were using different types of helmets. When my niece was really big into soccer, I was always very concerned about concussions because concussions are seen very much in football. It's also seen a lot in soccer and other sports,
bicycle
too.
Riding. I mean, everything.
And,
I mean,
just about everything. You know, if you're skiing, being in the winter, that's also something to look at. So, yes, you know, if you can learn about CPR, what you can do today to help somebody tomorrow, and we'll be looking to see what comes out because somebody's going to figure out how to disperse that load that's coming in a sudden hit.
Even Marshall. Arts.
So, exactly.
Yeah,
even in martial arts. And there is everything that can cause that. So again, prayers over him and his family. And for all of you that are out there listening, we hope that you'll stay tuned for our next podcast and have a great year 2023. And we'll talk to you soon.
Once again, also, if you have a topic you'd like for us to tackle, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. And then check it out. And we will answer the emails and maybe even use your question on the air. Appreciate it. Have a great week.